Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Alex, I know you could talk for days and days and days on the past, but go back a little bit before this modern idea of the government taking over for us. What did it look like in past times?
I think this is so important for people to understand. I can't emphasize this enough. Throughout 2,000 years of church history, parents and families have always been regarded as the primary source of responsibility and authority in dealing with education. That was true all the way up to a few hundred years ago. The Reformation came along. Martin Luther, some of the other reformers argued that maybe the church should play a little bit of a more significant role. You know, of course, the role of the church, one of the roles of the church is to equip the saints. And so some of the reformers said, well, maybe the church can come alongside parents here and help a little bit. But the idea that this function would be removed from the family and put in the sphere of civil government, it's a very, very new innovation. I mean, you know, the ancient Greeks flirted with it a little bit. It was a total disaster. I mean, think Sparta. And then it was resurrected in the early 1800s by a man who rejected the Bible, who rejected private property, who rejected the family as an institution. His name was Robert Owen, set up this ridiculous communist compound in Indiana called New Harmony, total failure. And he came to the conclusion that it failed because children had been educated by families in a Christian society. And so the solution to that, in his view, was having the government take over. That idea snowballed and culminated in this atrocity we have today called the public school system. We've got to recognize this is, first of all, a new institution. It has been a very harmful, I mean, harmful is really the understatement of the century. This has absolutely devastated our society. And we've got to get back to an understanding of what came before so that we can understand what these principles look like in action. And we can appreciate the benefits. The fruit of family-led education was the United States of America, the peace, the prosperity, the liberty that that produced. And if we want to get back to those fruits, we're going to have to get back to the tree that produced those fruits. And that begins by getting rid of this usurpation that has now hijacked the minds of multiple generations of Americans.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.